Welcome to Cutting It Straight, where the issues and concerns of our times are examined in the light of the Word of God. Well, good evening, and welcome to Cutting It Straight. My name is Nikita Wharton, and I'm your host for this evening. As always with us is Pastor Bruce David Bell, the pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship here in Richmond, Virginia. Pastor Bruce, good to have you with us tonight.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Good. We want to get right into our conversation, and tonight's topic is somewhat of a weighty one, I will admit. What do you know about God? What do we know about God? The divine revelation of himself. Perhaps Pastor Bruce, you can kind of lay out tonight's conversation with us.
Of all the thoughts that we entertain and think about, the weightiest, the most important thought that we have is our thoughts concerning God, who he is, how he acts, and what our response should be to him. I think it's important to remember that we cannot understand everything about God since he's infinite, and we're not, but he has chosen to reveal himself to us in certain ways. But even as he's revealed himself to us in a small part, we need the help of the Spirit of God in order to understand what and who he is.
Wonderful. You know, I think our conversation is going to be great in terms of getting to a lot of that. So we know that with all of the problems that we're facing today, and we read about it every day, see it every day on television, read about it in magazines, paid newspapers, whatever. But with all of the problems that we're facing today, what do you think is the greatest problem that is confronting the church?
I think the greatest problem that I see is the fact that we have lost a sense of the majesty, of the glory of God. We have taken him down to a place where we have made him understandable to us, but we have diminished his majesty.
And why do you think that is? What do you think has happened to bring that about?
I think that has taken place. That's a good question. I think that's taken place over the course of time. I don't think that it has just happened within the last several years. I think over the last century, in fact, a lack of sound biblical teaching concerning God, concerning what the Word has to say about him, has led people to interject their own opinions, their own thoughts, and really their own preconceived ideas about who God is. Therefore, we end up worshiping a God of our own imagination rather than the God of the Bible.
So it seems like we've lost a correct understanding of who God is.
Yes, though we can, as I said, we cannot have complete understanding, but even those things that have been revealed to us, we don't have that sense of awe. And so therefore, as I said, if we worship a God who is not the God of the Bible and a God of our own imagination, doesn't that amount to idolatry?
So true.
And I believe that is the biggest problem in the church.
So why do we need to have a better or a correct understanding of who God is?
Because we need to worship him. We have been created to worship. If we are not worshiping him according to who he is, then who are we worshiping?
That's a good question. Good question. One of the things that we hear about and read about is the word attribute, or the attributes of God.
And
that word has been used to describe God on in many number of occasions. We hear it all the time. What is that word attribute? Exactly does that word mean?
Okay, attribute has been used to describe a number of things, not only God, but if we want to talk about a divine attribute, we are talking about something that is true of God that he has revealed to us. He hasn't revealed everything to us, but he has revealed certain things to us. The difference between a divine attribute and, let's say, a characteristic is that a characteristic describes things that are created. We have certain characteristics. Those characteristics may change from day to day or year to year. The difference between that and a divine attribute is they don't change because God doesn't change the same yesterday, today, forever. So we can expect him to act according to who he is each day, each year, in every circumstance. Now, how many attributes are there? Some people have tried to number them. I think that's rather foolish. Since God is infinite, he must have an infinite number of attributes.
Sure.
Things that we know nothing about. But he has given us some helpful information so that we might worship him. And that's the point, really, of trying to understand who he is so that we might worship him.
Exactly. So, could you give us an example of one of the attributes of God, one of that everyone could understand and could readily identify with?
Okay. The holiness of God. That is a divine attribute, different than what we would describe as, for us, holiness is being set apart, right? Set apart from sin. We're not perfect. Now, as far as a divine attribute of God, he is the standard of perfection.
Sure.
He is what everything else is measured by. When the angels around the throne cover their eyes because he is holy, he is absolutely pure and set apart, unlike anyone, unlike anything that exists in the universe.
Wow. What about a characteristic of God as opposed to an attribute?
Characteristic is not a word we should use in reference to God because characteristics involve change. Yes, exactly. And that's why you can only use it of a created being or a created thing.
One of the attributes of God is it that he doesn't change.
Exactly. It's called immutability. Yes.
Right.
He doesn't change.
Right. So he's always the same yesterday,
the
today,
same.
And forever.
And that should be a comfort to us because we know he will be the same and he will treat us the same way no matter when we approach him in prayer.
Wow, that's wonderful.
That's a comfort.
Absolutely.
I guess that can be disconcerting as well if we're involved in something we shouldn't be involved in.
Right.
But it certainly is a comfort to know that he will love us
regardless,
today.
Yeah,
that's right.
Regardless of what we do.
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
yes.
That's
yes.
wonderful.
Yeah.
There are also a number of other words that have been used to describe God, and we want to get into those. And one of those is omniscient, that God is omniscient.
Omniscient.
What
yes,
exactly does that mean?
That's a Latin word that we use to describe the fact that God knows everything. He has always known everything from eternity. He knows all about us. He knows our tomorrows before they take place.
So essentially, God has all knowledge of everything. And always has.
And always, exactly. That is exactly right.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's wonderful. That's
yes.
great, too. Another word, omnipotent.
Omnipotent, all-powerful. We use the English word almighty. Same idea. He has all power to do all things in all circumstances and to bring things to the best possible conclusion. That's wisdom.
Absolutely. Wow, that is wonderful. Omnipresent.
Omnipresent. As you might guess, it means he is everywhere. He is always with us. For those who know him, he dwells within us. No matter where we go, he is there.
That's comforting, too.
It is comforting to
know that wherever you are and whatever you're doing, whatever circumstance you may be under, God is still with you throughout that circumstance. That's a very comforting thought.
Yes, it is.
So we just understand what all of those words mean now. So good.
Go ahead.
So another thing that I guess that a lot of people cannot necessarily wrap themselves around is understanding the love of God. Mm-hmm. Explain, if you could, explain that to us. Make that a little more.
I think to understand the love of God, we need to understand the justice of God at the same time. Since God is holy, and his universe revolves around the purity of that holiness, he will not allow anything, sin, to disrupt his universe. We have violated that standard. We have chosen to sin against him. We've chosen to go our own way. Mm. Even though he's created us, we have chosen to ignore him. Mm. Therefore, as the just judge, he must punish sin. But at the same time, he loves us. Mm. Now, how can both operate at the same time? And remember, the attributes of God are always operating at the same time. Mm. He does not cancel one in order to highlight another. Mm. So how does he then bring his justice and his love together? Someone must pay for that sin. The only one qualified is Jesus Christ, who is perfect. Mm. All our sin was put on him, and he paid for that sin on the cross. Therefore, we now have the opportunity to come before God, to live with him, just as if we had not sinned, since our sin has been taken care of, has been carried away by Jesus Christ.
Wow.
That is the love of God, that he would send his son to die for us.
Wow. And, you know, there are a lot of people who I've heard who try to use the love of God to, I guess, cover over or any amount of sin that they may have committed or anything that, that occurs. Does God basically allow for that, or covers over everything, everything that we may do?
I think that goes back to what we said as we started the conversation. Mm. We have a God of our own imagination. We have constructed a God that fits into what we want to believe.
Ah.
We have to understand that not only is he a God of love, but he is a God who is holy, a God who requires that we answer for our sin. Mm. So it all must go together. Otherwise, if he was just love, we would be worshiping love rather than worshiping God.
Right. And yes. So people try to compartmentalize God into their own.
Yes, they do. And that is the thing, too. God is not a collection of parts. Mm. There's unity in who he is. He is one. Mm. Therefore, all attributes operate together as one.
Wow. That is great.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
It is amazing.
As we said, this is a pretty intense subject.
It is indeed.
Yeah.
And we're just hitting basically some of the high points.
We are. You're right, we are.
Now, another attribute and something that I'm sure that a number of people maybe don't understand, but God is sovereign over all things.
Okay. Sovereignty means that he controls, he rules, he reigns over every situation, over every aspect of the universe. And though we may not understand why things take place, the fact is nothing takes place unless he allows it.
Wow. Okay. So he's the big cheese, so to speak, over everything.
So to speak.
But, all right, so God is sovereign over all things, but yet he gives us choice. Now, how do those two things work together, or how do they coexist?
They coexist because the Bible says that they coexist.
That's a good answer.
And we don't understand how that could possibly be. Mm. And here is where faith comes in. When we don't understand certain aspects, certain things in the Bible, we approach it by faith. And if we approach it by faith, he will honor that faith. Mm. That doesn't mean we understand everything. And even when we don't understand, in the end, we worship him because he is God.
Wow. Beautiful. Beautiful. So, to kind of wrap all of this up, because this is, as we said when we started, this is a weighty topic. Could you just kind of wrap everything up for us in a little tidy package?
Okay. We started out by saying, talking about the church.
Mm-hmm.
What is the greatest problem within the church?
Correct. Right.
And when we think of the church, of course, we think of the believers, those who've been called out of the world, called into an assembly of those who know Jesus Christ.
Right.
And then when we say, well, that's the church. But the church is, in fact, individuals. And I would say that everything we've talked about today, we must take in ourselves and say, what am I going to do about understanding who God is? How am I going to get him? How am I going to know him better so that I may worship him in a way that is consistent with who he is and how he has revealed himself to us?
Mm. So as a body, essentially.
As an individual. As an individual.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got you. Wow. Okay. We want to thank you for joining us tonight. Want to make you aware that Berean Bible Fellowship has a website, www.bbfva.org. Want to ask you to go to the website, look at some of the content that we have available. We have some amazing content there, great ministerial materials there for anyone to take advantage of. So we want to invite you to go there. And also, if you feel a need or feel the desire, we want you to drop us a line, to communicate with us. Let us know how we're doing, whether or not you understand what has been said, not only tonight, but on any other particular episode that we've had. So we want you to communicate with us. Let us know how things are going, whether or not you have any questions, you understand anything or everything, or if you have some issues, let us know so that we can communicate with you. So tonight's episode, thank you for joining us. On behalf of Pastor Bruce David Bell, pastor at Berean Bible Fellowship, I'm Nikita Wharton. We want to say thank you, good night, and God bless.
Amen.